Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Those little pesky videos, man, they're working great, and it's a ton of, it's like unreal amount of traffic volume on YouTube, man, and they're really cheap to get them in front of people.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. Make sure also to go over the show notes page for today's episode where you can download a cheat sheet of the anatomy of a highly converting YouTube ad. That's right, we're covering YouTube ads again today. And that's over at rickmulready.com/23. That's the number 23. All right, here's today's episode. Welcome to episode number 23 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. What's up, everybody? I'm Rick Mulready. Hope you have an awesome day today. And thanks a lot for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Today, we're going to be talking about YouTube ads again. But this time around, we're going to be talking about things like who should and shouldn't be using YouTube ads and some best practices for what you should do right when you're starting with YouTube ads. You might have noticed that I've spent several episodes already here for the podcast about YouTube ads. Well, it's because there's such a huge opportunity that people are just now starting to take notice of. And I don't know, maybe that means that I should not be sharing things about how to use them and attract more people to them. But to talk to us today about YouTube ads, I've asked Tommy Powers back onto the show. He was my guest back on episode number 11, where we talked about sales funnel analytics. And I've asked him again to join me. He knows YouTube ads really well. He's been doing them forever. And he was one of the small group of people who, when I reached out to ask some of my trusted advisors, if you will, who they recommended I should have on the show to talk about YouTube advertising, he was one of those guys. So he's one of the world's foremost experts on YouTube advertising. Now, if you've not heard yet episode number 11 with Tommy, definitely go back and check that out because it's a really good episode. He is affectionately known as Tommy Traffic because he specializes in online lead generation and conversion and optimization. And that's really what we talked about back in episode number 11. He's been in the digital marketing space for over 15 years now, and he really knows his stuff. So here are some of the things that you're going to learn today. We're going to talk about what types of people should be using YouTube ads and what types of people should not be. Tommy shares one YouTube ad strategy that a lot of people might not know about. We talk about how to get free clicks from your YouTube ads. We talk about should you be in front of the camera for your ads, or are there other formats that work well also? We talk about how consistency of how you're presenting your offer within your sales funnel can really affect your overall sales. Tommy talks about one of his clients who runs a video sales letter over on YouTube that's over an hour long and the video crushes it. He even shares what makes it so effective. We talk about how to get over what Tommy sees as the biggest obstacle to getting started with YouTube ads. We talk about best practices for testing your ads so that it's not an overwhelming experience when you're first starting out, and a whole lot more. A lot going on here with Tommy today. Before we jump into it with Tommy, though, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, let's go welcome Tommy Powers back to the show. Hey, Tommy, welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm great. Glad to be back.
Good stuff. So thanks for coming back onto the show. And last time you were on, we were talking about analytics and knowing your numbers. And today, you've been doing Google AdWords for a long time, and I kind of wanted to focus on Google AdWords today with you and figure out and hear from you what's working right now when it comes to the paid traffic strategy of AdWords. And I know that we were talking before, and you mentioned about InStream. Tell me about that. Tell me why it's working and what's going on right now with AdWords. What are you seeing?
Yeah, man. So YouTube ads, you know, running those little pesky, video, like you're about to watch a video, and there's a video comes on and you have to wait 5 seconds to skip the ad. Those little pesky videos, man, they're working great. And it's a ton of, I mean, it's like unreal amount of traffic volume on YouTube, man. And they're really cheap to get them in front of people.
So do you, now, when I think of that, I think of YouTube ads, and maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but are you looking at it as that is all, it falls under, obviously Google and YouTube, the partnership there. But are you looking at sort of AdWords as YouTube ads as well and the in-stream ads as well? Or should we be looking at it sort of as separate things?
So technically, YouTube ads is called AdWords for video.
Okay.
And the way you run them is through the AdWords dashboard. There is a separate dashboard for you to run your video campaigns, but you need an AdWords account to do it.
Okay.
Technically, it's two different, you know, dashboards where you manage one versus the other, but you know, it's all AdWords. So it pretty much functions like AdWords, except for the type of ad placement that you're doing. And with InStream, you actually need a video, an actual video to run before other people's video. With, at least with InStream, there are other types of YouTube ads called in display that allow, that you can run as well. But specifically for InStream, you have to have a video that you want to run. And then actually for in display as well, you have to drive those visitors to one of your YouTube videos.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the goal there might be, you know, you want to get more subscribers for your channel or something like that.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha. So, okay. So if you've been, like I mentioned when we first got going here, you've been doing AdWords for a long time. And I'm sure you've been doing, you know, the sort of stereotypical and traditional text links that you see, you know, the paid search results on Google. But right now, you are seeing the best results with these YouTube in-stream ads.
Yes. And part of that, too, is because my background with AdWords is Google Display. Like back when it was called the Google Content Network.
Yeah.
That's really kind of when I got started with AdWords, where I really was able to have a lot of success. A lot of people wasn't really doing those at the time. This was like 2007, and everybody was saying, don't do those, you'll lose your money, what have you. But I felt like, hey, there's opportunity there. So that's kind of where I was able to really, you know, use my skills and really fine-tune my skills and have a lot of success. And I think that is a big reason why YouTube really, for me, is better, because I've never been the best search network guy who run the ads. So, I mean, we run those, but I've always just been a much better display guy, you know, like with media buys, we do those and that sort of thing. I've just always been a better skill set for me. So I think that's one of the reasons why YouTube really is just a natural thing for me to do. It just feels, you know, good at it, and I'm able to be successful at it.
So when you say successful on that, you know, who should be using, what type of businesses and what type of people should be using YouTube ads, in-stream ads, and who should not be doing it? That's coming right up, but I first want to thank the sponsor for today's episode, which is ShortStack. I was curious how other customers are using ShortStack to grow their business, so I went out and talked to Judith Cohen, who runs the award-winning digital agency FreshBuzz.
We've been using them for everything from lead generation, email collection, contesting, Instagram interfaces, Pinterest contests. We've done very, very advanced JavaScript-enabled applications for brands such as Graco Baby Products. You name it, we pretty much have done it with ShortStack.
ShortStack, a software tool helping you with more ways to get leads and sales for your business than you can think of. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show.
Everybody, anybody that's got a business should be all the way local mom and pop. I don't care what you're doing. There are people, if you're a local mom and pop shop, the people that stay in the neighborhood down the street from you, they go on YouTube and they watch videos. So absolutely, you can actually target all the way down to zip code. You can target by city. You can target by radius. You can target the 5-mile radius from your business. So everybody, like, I don't know of a situation where YouTube wouldn't work for pretty much anybody.
Okay, so I've had Jake Larson on the show. Mm-hmm. I've had our mutual friend Gideon Shelwick on the show. We've talked about the YouTube ads, and I want to hear from you and you don't have to give any secrets away, but what's sort of one thing that maybe most people don't know about when it comes to YouTube ads that makes them so, obviously you're getting, you know, they want to watch a video and you're getting in front of them, but what's sort of a cool little strategy that you're seeing is really working very well that maybe a lot of people don't know about?
It's funny you asked me that, because Gideon and Jake would probably say the same thing I'm saying. I actually know those guys very well.
Sure.
We communicate a lot. Basically, the little 30-second in-stream ads, the trick with that is really Google only charges you for the view when someone watches at least 30 seconds of your video when your video is longer than 30 seconds. So what happens is, in any rate, if the person skips your ad after the five, you know, when the button pops up and it says skip this ad within 5 seconds, you don't pay regardless.
Right.
But if your video is longer than 30 seconds, they will only charge you if the person watches at least 30 seconds. So in essence, you got 30 seconds to get your message in front of someone for free, pretty much.
And get them to click.
And you can sell them on the click. Obviously, you can sell them on the click. I didn't even get to that point yet, but absolutely. And so that's one of the tricks that we exploit. I hate to kind of use words like that, you know, but for lack of a better term, sure, I can think of right now, it's a way to exploit it. It's, if you can get someone to click in less than 30 seconds with a video that's longer than 30 seconds, technically, you can also get free clicks like that.
Mm.
But what that does is it really drives down your cost per click, because with in-stream ads, you have to declare what Google calls a destination URL. That means you have to send them somewhere with that ad. You cannot set an ad, an in-stream ad up without having a destination URL.
Sure.
So you can technically send that person to your website, or another video, wherever you want to send them. But when that person clicks before the 30 seconds, you can technically get some free clicks.
I love that. So what is your view on, does somebody have to be, because like when I think about that, I'm like, I am so amped up to try, and I don't know yet whether when this episode comes out, I'll have tried YouTube ads or not, because that's my next thing to try. And part of this podcast is chronicling my journey to learn other forms of paid traffic outside of Facebook ads, you know, and share, you know, what my thoughts are, what worked, what didn't work, and so forth. So, you know, but the thing that comes up for me, and I know a lot of other people too, Tommy, is that, okay, I have to be in front of the camera in order to do this ad. What do you think? Like, because you have, obviously you can be either in front of the camera, or you can just do sort of like, you know, a keynote or a PowerPoint slides that go through and create a video out of that. What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, I'll say there is an element to live action that makes a huge difference. I will admit that. However, we have clients that don't technically run, you know, where you're actually in the video. Like there's a situation where we can run like a whiteboard type video or, you know, those type of scribe videos writing on the screen and that kind of thing. Those work extremely well. But what I will say is at some point in your funnel, if you're using video to sell, then it's gonna be good for you. If you have all text-based in your funnel, I've had a situation like that where someone used that type of, you know, scribble videos or what have you, and then nothing else in their sales process included video. It didn't really help them a lot, to be honest. Okay. So at some point, you do want to have some type of sales mechanism, even if it's a video sales letter or whatever it is. You want to have some kind of sales process that includes video, and then I think you're golden, because you don't have to get on screen. I have people that have video sales letters that, you know, I got one guy, man, he got a VSL. It's an hour and 10 minutes long, and we run it on YouTube, and it sells. And it's been running for almost 2 years. It's still running.
An hour and so for those people who don't know what VS, it's video sales letter, but it's an hour and 10 minutes long.
It's an hour and 10 minutes long, and it works. And it's dude, it's white background with black letters. Every so often, he might highlight a word that's red, or he may have images in a slide or something like that. But yeah, man, it's. So yeah, it works.
Okay, so what, I mean, and without giving too much away about that specific campaign, but what makes it work? Is the targeting like just spot on? Does he have like the messaging down really, really well? Like what's making it work so well?
The messaging, the copy within this letter is very much hits on all the psychological hot buttons. His market is like, you know, dating, you know, breaking up. A breakup, you know, that kind of thing. So he really dials in, like, from a psychological standpoint, he hits like all the major buttons of someone who's in a scenario like that. And, you know, the messaging is on par. And the fact that his story is very similar to a lot of other people's stories that he's trying to help, I think that has a huge, huge, you know, that's really what it is. I mean, the targeting is good too, but you know, it starts with an offer. Like at the end of the day, we both know this. When it comes to paid traffic, if you have a really good offer, you can be successful.
Yeah.
If you have a really crappy offer, no amount of traffic, no matter how cheap it is going to work. You know, so absolutely, it's a killer offer first and foremost, and all the good messaging and stuff.
Okay, all right. So in-stream ads with the YouTube ads. I kind of want to wrap up with one last question, because I feel like YouTube ads and I sort of feel like whenever we start talking about YouTube ads, I get so excited about this. And I hear it from all you guys who are doing it every single day. And I hear the success that you guys are having. And I almost want to keep it a secret, you know, because not many people are doing it. But yet it's just one of those things that it hasn't really caught on yet. But I think from a sort of sounds kind of weird, but everyday entrepreneur, everyday small business out there, they sort of see that as a hurdle. What do you, but aside from having that thought of I need to get on in front of the camera, which we've totally dispelled right now, what do you think is the biggest obstacle for people getting started with YouTube ads, and how can we get them over that?
I think one of them is, you know, creating a video when you don't have it. And the other one would be, you know, if you're driving traffic to your website, making sure it's compliant with Google. That's the reality with running ads on Google. You still have to follow their rules. And if you're going to drive people to your website, then you're going to have to make sure that you follow those. Now, there's other ways to do it where you can send them to like your videos and that sort of thing, where you don't have to, you know, kind of, you know, jump through all of those hoops or what have you. But if you're a real business, you got a real business, you know, and you're running clean and legit, then you shouldn't have a problem, because Google will tell you if you're doing something wrong. But the video creation part, I think, is where a lot of, and I mean, it's not even think, I know, because I have quite a few clients that I'm running with now. And that's one of the challenges that we have in terms of having a video, and some of them overdo it, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, they take it too far, and it's like, you know, we try to keep them on point where it's like, let's just try to stick to the basics in the testing phase, right? Because we're probably going to need you to create more videos so we can test and find the right message, find the right combination that's going to work. But when they go and do all of that, and then it's like, oh man, the video ended up being 3 minutes long when I told them to make it, you know, 1 minute.
Right.
Now it comes a hassle to try to get them to do another video because we need to test it. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges that, you know, with from a testing perspective, you know, you can have one video, but you need to test multiple videos. And if you get caught up in really overdoing it at first, it's going to present a huge challenge because it could get time consuming and expensive.
Yeah, you know? That's a great point. Yep. So don't get caught up in, when you're first starting out, don't get caught up in, you know, creating, you know, this huge production of a video where it's an enormous, you know, suck on resources and time. Just get some videos done so you can test to see which one is performing the best. And then you can start to, you know, and also you get to see some return from what you have going on. And then you can start to perfect things from there. This is this is really great. Thanks so much for coming on today, Tommy. Where can people connect with you online?
TommyPowers.com. That's my website, like my name, TommyPowers.com. From there, you can find my Twitter and Facebook and all the other platforms or whatever, but that's my main base.
Okay.
You know, that site.
Awesome. I'll be sure and link that in the show notes for today's episode. Tommy, thanks so much for coming back on to the Art of Paid Traffic. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thanks for having me again.
All right. Can you tell yet how big an opportunity that YouTube advertising is? I'm getting ready to test them out myself in my own business, and I'll share all the learnings with you here on the podcast. I mean, that's a big part of this show, is sharing my learnings and sharing my journey through other forms of paid traffic outside of Facebook ads. And I'm really excited to get going with some YouTube advertising. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I've put together a YouTube ads cheat sheet for you that outlines the exact anatomy of a highly converting YouTube ad, what you should be doing when in your ad video. So if you'd like to grab that, just go over to the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/23. It's the number 23. Click on the cheat sheet box there, enter your email, and then you'll get instant access to that cheat sheet. Also, don't forget that every week I choose an iTunes rating and review at random from that week, and the winner will receive a free personalized Facebook ads audit from me. This is where I review your Facebook ads and give honest feedback, ideas, and suggestions for improving your Facebook ads, showing you exactly how to tweak and improve your ads so that you can be getting the best results possible while spending the least amount of money possible. So if you'd like to win a personalized Facebook ads audit from me, head over to iTunes, search on The Art of Paid Traffic, leave an honest rating and review there for the show, and then email me at support@rickmulready.com to let me know that you've left that rating and review. And every Friday, I'm going to choose a review from that previous week and announce the winner on the show. All right, that's all for today's episode. That was really loud there. That's all for today's episode. Coming up in episode number 24, we're going to shift gears a little bit here and talk about the paid traffic opportunities within the Yahoo Gemini network. And I've asked Jay Leishman to join me here on the show to talk about that. Having worked for Yahoo in the past, this was an especially interesting interview with Jay. Now, Jay does not work for Yahoo, but it was a really cool interview because before my conversation with him, I never even heard of the Gemini network, and Jay is crushing it over there. So that's all coming up in the next show. Until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find what works for you and your business, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.